dedicated to all the hackers and the crackers.
To the hackers and the crackers.
I see in binary, I speak source code. Step on my toes, I'll post a million JPEGs of you in a fag pose. In your digital stance, getting firewalled ho. Cause I'm riding the net in my 6-4. I was a dick with my 56. Now with my cable, I'm able to get that stable. On the out, my name is Ace and I'm a Leo. On the digital highway, my name is Neo and I'm a hero. In a flash, I'll school you on burning Dreamcast. You need some ISOs? Let me do my hard drive rifle. Our exchange you could never stifle. In a digital hug, you just caught the love bug. I bootlegged your CD. I caused the fight between Un and Jay-Z. You see, G, it's all gonna be free. Whether we take it by force or we take it nicely. You feel that rattle in your bones? When I tell you we just hacked Dow Jones? And NASDAQ leave you flat on your back? Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack.
This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. Serial code, source codes, ISOs, RANs, zips, SIPs. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Binary Revolution Radio. My name is Stank Dog. Can you say Stank Dog? I knew you could. Today is March 27, 2004. Today's show was brought to you by the letter D. D as in decoder in the house.
Yo, 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 what is up?
All right, I have to, the child-friendly thing doesn't work for me. I can't.
It wasn't working for me there. I'm about to scream.
All right, I guess we'll be normal.
I was going to interrupt you there with some inappropriate thing.
Yeah, I was gonna go a little inappropriate myself, but we recovered in time, and welcome, Decoder. Thanks for being back on the show, episode 43.
What episode is this?
43, man, 43 episodes. You guys are, like, almost caught up to us already.
Yeah, how'd that happen, man?
Because you do, like, 2 or 3 episodes at a week, and
we stopped doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as easy as it looks, is it?
Yeah, it got to be a little too much right there.
You start running out of material. Oh, but today we actually have quite a bit of material and quite a bit of email. So I guess let's dive on in. Before we talk about the email and the housekeeping, I wanted to mention that Hack TV has been picked up by Rant TV. Rant Media is going to start putting us on Rant TV, so watch for it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I heard that announcement. I was listening to last night. They have some weekly rant show with Smokehouse and Sumerian.
Yeah, oh, they actually mentioned it on the air already?
I liked it, yeah.
Oh, okay, like cool.
That, they mentioned how Duel and Smokehouse don't get along.
Oh, well, it yeah, was, they, I don't know how much detail or what that's about, but yeah. Apparently that is the case, so I don't know.
Well, you know, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people I don't get along with.
You know what? There's a lot of people that don't particularly care for me, but that's neither here nor there.
See?
I don't care for certain people either. But hey, you know what? Life keeps on going, and the world keeps on turning.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I hate you.
I know, I hate you too.
All right, then. Well, let's get on
with the show. I don't know why the fuck I'm on your show.
Let's get on with the show, and that being said. All right. So, yeah, I didn't know they'd announced it. That's cool to know. I didn't hear that. I know Smokehouse contacted me. We talked about it, so.
Well, yeah, I keep on top of stuff like that. Yeah. I'm the eyes and ears.
Oh, all right. Well, and yes, I know I got a couple emails from people saying the seed for the Hack TV BitTorrent seed has been down, and yes, I'll get it started as soon as I freaking have time to log on to the server. But in the meantime, most of the direct download links, the mirrors are working. I think one of those, at least one of those is down, possibly more, but you can get it. It's there somewhere. Try number 2, number 3, whatever. So it's up there still, and I will fix it as soon as I can. I work for a living. Get off my back. Anyway, I got an email this week. You know what? Last week I had a very cool, did you last week I had an email from South Africa?
Yeah, man. You're getting,
dude, how cool is that, right? Well,
check. I've been getting emails from, like, South Dakota, South America.
That might be even more rare, actually.
You know?
Well, this week we got just as good. We got an email from Neg Output, and he says, "Hi, Stank. Big good day from Sydney, Australia." That's my Croc Hunter voice. I can't do an Australian. "I've listened to all your shows, and I'm a big fan." I'm probably insulting him by trying to do that.
Yeah, right. You're alienating this guy. Australia's the place to be. It's a cool place.
"I came across your show whilst. Ooh, that's a cool word. Not while listening.
I actually can speak English.
Whilst listening to RFA, rest in peace. I find your shows both informative and fun. I often burn the shows and listen to them whilst having the handle to mundane having to handle the mundane drive to work each. He's got a good grasp in the English language, but I don't.
It's something that you don't really see in the States all that often.
Yeah, right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
People who know the language.
I just finished watching Hack TV Episode 1 and absolutely loved it, especially the war driving segment. Yeah, sorry about the shaky camera thing. We'll work on that next time. But I'd love to see some future segments such as the construction and use ghetto equipment or the usage of security tools, especially on Linux. We actually have both of those things planned. So I have included the URL of a group here is Oz that take urban Aussie, I guess they're referring to Australians for those who don't know what Oz means, take that, here is Oz that take urban exploration to a new level. www.caveclan.org. We explore all underground tunnels and abandoned buildings. If you explore the website, you will see some funny anecdotes and bizarre things that we have come across. Keep up the good work and hope you come over to Australia in the near future for an Oz edition of Ben Rev. Cheers. And see, there you go again. Cheers. Nobody says cheers in here.
Yeah, I say cheers.
You do not.
I swear to you I do.
You say cheers when you're watching Cheers on TV, maybe.
Occasionally I'll put cheers instead of saying later with a three or something like that.
You say cheerio and pip-pip also?
Nope, just cheers.
Just cheers. Okay.
It reminds me of drinking, that's why.
Ah, well, they now I understand.
Explains the whole situation.
Now I believe. Yeah, listen, last week, South Africa, this week, Australia. Dude, this is that is very, very cool. I mean, that is so cool. I love hearing from the far corners of the earth, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, those things couldn't get any further from me.
Yep.
The reality of doing an edition in Australia of Ben Rev is slim to none, but I would love to go out there. I would love to go out to Australia. I think it's a beautiful place when I see it on TV. I would love to go out there for vacation or something. Alas, I do not think it is meant to be. But, oh, hey, who knows? He mentioned that they're into the urban exploration. Again, caveclan.org. Go check that out. Film some of that stuff, man. Send it into Hack TV. And send me a copy of the zine. They have an e-zine on there, too. Go check out caveclan.org. Thank you for the email. Again, I love hearing from all the different countries and people and their different perspectives on things, even if they hate me. So thank you for the good words, and again, send me footage. I think that might be something we could use on Hack TV, do you think? I don't know, the urban exploration, I don't know, it'd have to have a good ending and have to have some interesting finds in there, I guess. That's what makes the urban exploration stuff interesting.
Or just, you know, whatever they're exploring, you know, if it's something that interesting.
Yeah, it's just... See, the thing...
Abandoned buildings, underground tunnels, that sounds pretty fucking lead to me.
It is, but the thing is, when we have to put it on film, and we have to be careful, and people have to understand that putting it on film is proof, evidence. So you have to stop at certain points, and there's some things you can't show.
As long as you don't show your face.
Yeah, you know, so we have to be careful and balance it, so understand that and keep that in mind, referring back to Episode 1 even. Now, these guys are in Australia. They don't have anything to worry about.
It's you.
Right, yeah. Well, what are they going to come after me and say, hey, tell me where this guy in Australia, they couldn't do anything to him anyway.
That's true.
You know, so screw them.
Well, you never know. They might. Who knows what kind of...
Yeah, you're right.
The international Interpol or something might go and get them.
Yeah, never say never when it comes to the government.
That's what I'm
coming
saying.
After a hacker. Okay, I got another email from Archimedes. And he says, if it clear... Oh, I'm sorry, this is a follow-up from our Google Gmail episode and our general talking of webmail clients last two weeks with Rax. He says, if it clears anything up, I also have a 6-megabyte quota on my ancient Yahoo account. I shared your guess when I noticed the contrast a long time ago, so I do believe how it works is new accounts get what is offered at the current time. See you later. Yeah, I had mentioned on the show that... Rax was saying he didn't think you got 6 megs, and I'm pretty positive I have 6 megs on my Yahoo account. So
well, here's the thing, Stank. The U.S. Yahoo, right now when you sign up for it,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it's been like this for a couple of years, is that you get 4 megs, and Hotmail's, of course, 2. And I know you recall back in the days, Hotmail used to be more. I think they were 4 megs or 6 megs as well.
Yeah, and they rolled me down to 2, just
yeah,
like everybody
they
else.
Rolled you down. But if you were to get like a... I'll just say Yahoo UK, for instance, because the site's in English, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or, you know, you could get anyone, because you could sign in at a U.S. page for any one of these, but everything, once you get into your box, it's all going to be in whatever language you have. But Yahoo. The UK version of Yahoo is still 6 megs.
All right, that's an excellent tip. Excellent tip.
Yeah, so if you want to go get a, like a .co.uk Yahoo name, 6 megs, you know.
Yeah, that's an excellent, excellent tip. So, Archimedes, thank you for confirming what I said. I assumed that it was the case. I had it for a long time, and maybe I was grandfathered into the 6 meg, you know, whatever. So, that is very cool to know. Thanks for the confirmation. Now, I got another email. We got a lot of email coming up. Another email from Ace, who says, Dear Mr. Dog, I love that. Dear Mr. Dog, I have finished listening to all of your episodes and first must pay my homage to the show. It alone makes my iPod at least twice as cool, and that's before the other shows you pimp, which I've also started listening to. Default radio. Excuse me.
Nobody listens to that crap.
I have learned so much cool stuff. Thank you for inspiring me and helping me open my mind. I don't always agree with what you say, of course, but it's obvious that you are a moral man. I respect that. I am turning my friends here in the Kansas City area onto BenRev and all the other hacking site shows. I guess that'll do for my first email to the show late. Ace. P.S. Shouts to Dual Racks and the rest of DDP. You guys rock my face off. Hey, they rock my face off too. Don't worry. And he also mentioned here, I know Hotmail's weak. Do you have any suggestions for another email host, someone who will be around as long as Microsoft's site? Not the obvious Yahoo. A tip, do not use Hushmail. It's a trap. Well, that sounds like General Akbar. It's a trap. If you forget to log in for a while, it'll make you buy an expensive premium account to get the site back. At least don't use that crap for anything important. All right, well, thank you very much for the kind words. I think it's great that you don't always agree with what I say. That's fantastic. You shouldn't agree with everything I say. And giving my opinions, and you're going to form your own opinions, and everybody's going to form their own opinions. Decoder's going to form his own opinions. They're wrong, but he's going to form them. Everything he says is wrong. It's, you know.
Everything.
But, you know, I try my best to present as much factual information. And, yes, I will give some opinion on it or try to at least open people's eyes to something they may not have thought about, give them an opposing viewpoint. And, yes, you don't have to agree with it. Thank you for getting it. I'm glad somebody gets it. You don't have to agree with me.
You're going to have an opinion. You know,
yeah. And you know what? I respect you more if you have an opinion that differs from mine as long as you can back it up.
That's it.
If you're just disagreeing with me just for the sake because you want to play or hate me, you want to whatever, that's a different story and I don't have any respect for you. But coming out and saying, I just disagree with you because I feel differently or I believe, you know, this is the fact and I think this way, I have nothing but respect for that. You don't have to disagree with me. You don't have to agree with me. You can disagree with me. And frankly, I hope you do. If everybody agreed with me, I would rule the universe pretty quickly there, wouldn't I?
You're all cloned.
With an iron fist.
You'd have to be give yourself the title of overlord.
No, I've already been designated fascist, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, you are. You're a fascist.
I know. What am I going to do? Anyway, as far as the other webmail account, last week somebody had sent in an email referencing an alternative from Russia. It was a .ru address. I can't think of it offhand.
Goldmail, perhaps?
I don't think I'd remember it if I heard it, but I do have it in the show notes.
10 megs, right?
I think that sounds right, yeah.
They offer, I think I know what you're talking about. It might not be Goldmail. That's just one of the domains they offer. I think they offer about 5 or 6 different domains.
Mm-hmm.
I know what the site looks like. I think it has like a big eagle on it or something. And you get .rus or .. You might get .coms. I think it might have been a goldmail.com.
Isn't there also just a and again, you can listen to episode 42 to clarify. I read that email, and you can hear it back in the last episode. But isn't there one that's just plain old mail.com, and that's what they
use?
Oh,
yeah, there's mail.com. There's a bunch of them. I think if you go to
I think I tried the mail.com, and I never did give it a chance, really. I ended up using the Hotmail and Yahoo and stuff.
This might be an outdated... the URL still works. It might have some outdated information on it, but if you go to fepg.net, and that stands for Free Email Provider Guide, they have a whole list of, like, all these different countries and everything. You know, they're categorized by, what the hell is the word? Continent. And some of it's outdated. Like, a lot of links that you click, they don't really go through anywhere, or the email is not what it said it used to be. Like, there used to be this Dubmail with 200 megs or something. They don't accept accounts anymore. But if you go to fepg.net, you're going to find a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and you can go to Google and put in, you know, go into Google and put in, yeah, the Gmail when it comes out.
Yeah.
Go into Google and put in hotmail.com and put related links. And you will get related links to hotmail.com. It'll find similar sites that it has designated. Of course, it's probably going to hit Yahoo and some of the bigger ones, but you'll probably get a lot of other alternatives that way, too.
That's what I found on one website.
Yeah, same thing with Yahoo. Well, because you are the elite Google hacksaw.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you're on part... This is part three. I didn't mention the thing. This is part three of our ever-expanding Google show. It's supposed to have been one episode, and this is our third one. We're going to talk about some Google stuff as our main topic later.
Because Google controls the universe.
Well, they will. They're well on their way.
On their way. I'm smoking on your show, Stack. I hope you don't mind.
No, by all means, smoke away.
Nice, refreshing cigarette.
Man, you know what? I worry about you, man. I hope you don't.
That?
I hope you don't. Never mind.
But on what?
You're a cool
cigarette?
Dude, you're a cool guy. I just hope you don't have, like, lung problems and shit when you get older. Anyway. Bite Stealer. Email from Bite Stealer, who says, so, I was reading through my 4/20/04 issue of my Root Secure newsletter. Again, our good friend Nick84 doing some very cool stuff with Root Secure. And found something quite funny. It was a story on how to keep your password memorable and secure. Now, the original story he's referring to, let me interrupt his email. It was from the Herald Tribune. It's a very long URL that I'm not going to read on the air. But one suggestion he had was to use numbers for letters. A becomes 4, E is 3, O is 0, G is 6, I or L can be 1, etc. I just thought that it was funny that hackers have been using EliteSpeak for years, but it takes an IT professional to get people to listen. Again, he gives me the link to the article, which I'll throw up in the show notes. But, okay, they wrote an article similar to mine about EliteSpeak, you know, and mine was just a kind of a historical view and for people that don't know where it originally came from. And it's something that we've all taken for granted and we know for years, you know. Some people better than others. Some people hate EliteSpeak. I know White Raven hates it. It messes up his speech synthesizer.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable.
And, you know, and it can get annoying to use it all the time, but it's sometimes you use it just for the fun factor, just to be funny or silly. So, yeah, it probably gets a lot more credibility that an IT professional wrote it and the general IT community probably, but big deal. You know what, if people read it and start using smarter passwords and start doing this, hey, it's all good. I'm happy. That's really the point. Well, I mean, for us, you know, it makes it tougher on us, but hey.
I'm not hacking anybody's password.
Yeah, see, the thing is, it's just such a... I don't know. My thing is, the whole brute force thing to me is just so played out. It's just so not challenging.
You get noticed pretty quickly, too, nowadays.
Yeah, there's just so many other fail-safes built into it, and it's like, I'd rather try to guess it logically, own the person, get a little research, try to figure out what they're into, find out if they're into their pet, their daughter, you know, their kid's name, et cetera, et cetera. Figure out what they're
into. Educated guesses.
Yeah, that's the cool way. That's the fun way to do it.
Exactly.
And a lot more gratifying than walking away from a fucking... See, you made me curse!
I already did it like 4 times.
Oh, okay. Well, don't worry about that. I blamed you for it, even though you had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I made you do it.
That was good.
My influence.
Oh, anyway. Then walking away and coming back and finding that your password, brute force cracker, has found the password. Big whoop. You know?
I mean, it doesn't really take any skill to bang away at something with a script. I mean, come on.
Yeah. All right, and our final email, person's real name that I'm not going to say.
Smith, I'll say it.
Yeah. Anyway, it says, yo, anyway, can I get an MP3 of that intro you guys used for the radio show? I get asked this probably more than any question out there. That kick-ass intro song that we use is from our good friend Zerl, Z-E-A-R-L, Zerl.com, dedication to the hackers and the crackers. Go to Zerl.com.
Is there an E at the end of that?
I'm sorry?
There an E at the end?
Yeah, Z-E-A-R-L-E, Zerl.com. And it is, you can link to it from radio.binrev.com. You know, it's down at the bottom. I don't know why people go to radiobinrev.com. I guess, you know what, because I linked to it in the very first episode, and people don't scroll down that far. So maybe I should put it somewhere at the top. You know what, I'm going to do that, because I get asked this question very frequently. It is a cool song. I like it. I think it's great. That's why I use it for the opening. And he's cool enough to give me permission. And, You know, I've spoken to him a few times, working on some other stuff. I haven't heard from him lately. I have to follow up on him, see how he's been. And that does it for the email. Now, let's see. You know what? Damn, I didn't even start a timer or anything. We started around, 15, 20 minutes. We'll say 20 minutes now. Just under 20. As far as the show-and-tell portion of the show, what I've been working on and stuff like that. Actually, this is I have a good segue into you, actually, because you're a good buddy. I've been doing some job hunting lately, and I think some of my friends, some of the guys I talked to off the show know that. And I got some good prospects going on, so I'm on top of the world. I'm feeling pretty good right about now.
The quest to be a male gigolo will soon be fulfilled.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the female gigolo thing didn't work out for me, so I had to, you know...
I hear that.
I had that adidectomy surgery, and, you know... Anyway, and I put up a tool section on the site. I'm trying to get the graphics and stuff linked to it. I know I showed it to you, and you used it to own my site.
Yep.
So I'm putting up a tool section, just some nothing fancy, just some tools out there that I found on the web that I thought were useful, and I like to have them on one page so I don't have to memorize 20 URLs. So I just put them up, and I have a redirect, tools.binrev.com, with a Z, T-O-O-L-Z. And I will update the graphics and stuff so people can click and link to it, hopefully by the time the show is up, if not, probably this upcoming weekend. And my other discovery this week, which kind of blew my mind because I wasn't sure what to make of it, so you can confirm this for me live right here on the spot.
Uh-oh.
Some of the listeners know that I purchased some back issues of Blacklisted 411 magazine. I've been slowly going through and reading them.
You actually got them?
I got my back issues. I haven't gotten the current issue.
Because I saw there's a thread on the forum. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's going on with that either. The current issue I have not gotten yet, and I don't know what's going on with that. I've emailed them a couple times. I submitted an article to them even, and haven't heard anything back.
I don't want to get off topic here, but did you see the links that that Low-Tech posted?
Which ones, remind me?
Leading to Blacklisted 411 in their previous incarnation before they came back.
I think I did, but I don't remember them offhand.
Okay, I think it was an article in Computer Underground Digest written by Emmanuel Goldstein.
Oh, yes, I do remember that now, yes.
Something like Blacklisted 411, just completely ripped off 2600. And the thing that really got me was he mentioned that they lifted the entire marketplace out of the back of the magazine.
Yeah, that was pretty...
And that they did it so sloppily that if you looked, that one of the ads mentioned, 2600 readers get a discount.
Oh, man, that's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did mention on here that as I'm reading through, there was obviously a feud back in the day when this thing came out.
They just stole the whole issue.
Yeah, so...
That's all conjecture, though. This is just what I'm reading in Computer Underground Digest from 7 years ago. So,
well,
don't make me the authority on
it. Right, and it's not total conjecture because in the letters and in the introduction of these magazines that I'm reading, they address it. They're like, listen, we know a lot of people are flaming us, saying that we did this to 2600, and we copied that from 2600, and they, you know, try to justify it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they acknowledge it back then when they're writing these. So, But here's the part that caught my eye. This particular issue is... Volume 4, Issue 1, first quarter, January 1997. And it has in the back of it, this is after they'd been around for a couple of years. They started in, I think, 94 in this format anyway.
As print, I suppose.
Right, right. Now, they claim they were on some other format before. But anyway, this is, I think, 93, 94 was when the first print ones in this format came out. And by this time, they'd been established for a couple of years, so they decided to take that leap into starting meetings to compete with 2600, I guess, or to be similar.
Yeah.
So they have, on the very last page, monthly meetings. So, normally, I don't even look at this, but I was on the crapper, and it was a little extra long, so I had time to read in depth all the way to the last page. And as I'm skimming through... What's that?
You're having a little trouble with
it was a little cheese blockage or something going on. I don't know what was up with that. I couldn't help but notice that under the monthly meetings, there's only a few of them, first of all, but I scanned through it because some of these people I noticed had their email addresses. I was just curious to see if I recognized anybody, and sure enough, I did. Listed under California, 707 area code, Santa Rosa.
Uh-oh.
California meeting, see, you already know where I'm going. Santa Rose Plaza, first floor at the water fountain, hosted by Tron. Now, obviously, Tron could be used by a lot of different people. Anybody who knows better wouldn't want to be associated, but...
Santa Rosa, California.
Is that true?
That's where he lives.
Is that really? So that is probably him.
I would go further than saying probably.
Well,
it is fucking definitely.
Well, for the radio show, we'll say probably.
All right.
Just to keep it, probably definitely.
Tron, send all emails to...
Yeah. Letters@binrev.com.
There you go.
And confirm or deny the report for us. But yes, this is hosted by Tron. I guess he was going to be the man in charge of starting the blacklisted 411 monthly meetings.
They're in Santa Rosa, and that would have been a great meeting.
Where was it again? By the water fountain or something?
By the water. He gets thirsty.
First floor at the water fountain, I guess, yeah.
He gets thirsty.
So anyway, I thought that was funny. I just read that just before I came in here to record the show, actually, so I thought you'd get a kick out of that one.
I'm going to go grill him on that a little later.
Yeah. So let's transfer over to you. Before we do, let me also give shout-outs, by the way. Congratulations. You started on Rant Radio this past week, your first episode, which was hilarious.
Oh, God.
Duel and I were both laughing.
Not talk about that.
We were laughing so hard at the ending of that episode. That was hilarious.
That's only the ending of part one.
I know. Oh, does it get better in part two?
It just slowly declined.
Oh, okay.
Outward spiral.
Well, like
as always.
Yeah, like as always. That was very funny. And also shouts out for the Off the Hook. They played Jenny on Off the Hook. They kind of washed their hands and disavowed all knowledge of it. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, they don't want to take the heat that's going to come down for that little.
There's no heat's going to come down for that. Whatever.
You never know.
Well, you're right. You never know. You're right about that. So.
Beast and sorry.
Anyway. A little bit of early shout-outs for you. I thought that was pretty cool. So how is that whole Rant Radio thing going for you?
That's going pretty good. I actually was talking to Doug about this, that maybe an hour just isn't enough for us. We might start changing times. Who knows? A little too early to say.
Yeah, well, that's what we said. We know that you only have an hour because you're sandwiched between some other shows and stuff.
Well, there's nothing before us. Well, we got a show right after, so. Right.
Yeah, but earlier for people like us is kind of rough.
That's the thing, yeah. Especially out on the West Coast where it's going to be like 5 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Who knows?
But anyway,
it's something to think about. I don't know.
I kind of like, what I was thinking about it? It's actually, I thought it was really smart that you guys thought ahead, or at least I'm going to pretend like you thought this all the way out.
You might have.
Yeah. I think it's actually a great break. You guys can fade to music after your 1 hour. You can take a break, play some music for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you're going to do, and let everybody switch over to the DDP Hack Radio server where you continue the show. You get a break, you can get a drink, you can go shake the dew off the lily, you can do whatever you want to do, and then come back on and continue, or, be done with it, one or the other.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good opportunity to give you guys a break, because after an hour sometimes, man, you're worn out.
Well, that's what we were thinking at first, but then, and I don't mean to sound like some noble idiot, but at the same time, I don't want to, steal listeners from something that's going to come on after us. Kind of follow me on that?
Steal listeners. Well, yeah.
If you want to catch the rest of this, stop listening to this and come over here.
I absolutely understand what you're saying, and I actually respect that. What is the show that comes on after you again? What is the topic?
Shoutbox. I have no idea.
I mean, the thing is it going to be a topic that the people would be interested
in
hearing?
I don't think anything hack-related, probably more along the lines from what I've heard. Ranting, like rant, right?
Another rant show, okay.
But it says on the site, shoutbox, get off your soapbox and get on the shoutbox or something. Just people giving their, I suppose, their ideas or whatever. Their philosophy, I don't know.
Right.
Who knows?
Well, hey, no, that's absolutely very noble. Very noble.
I didn't want to seem like an asshole, to tell you the truth.
Noble asshole.
I didn't want to seem like that. Seriously.
No, nothing but respect for that. And you know what? People can always download. Are you going to start splitting the show into two parts like that? Or are you going to put it as one big part? Or
I don't even know why we did that. Don't even ask. That was just a stupid idea I had.
Yeah. Well, maybe just put the one big download and let people pick up where they left off.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice for people on dial-up, but yeah.
Yeah, and the other good thing is that people can pick up only part two. If they heard part one, they can just download part two. They don't need to rehear part one.
Make life easier for everyone rather than having a 25-meg MP3.
But either way, you're going to have something up available for download, so if you have to leave in an hour or whatever, they can always come in and listen to the rest of the show.
Yeah, who knows what we're going to do with that? I don't know.
Because we had some 3-hour marathons on there before.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Joking aside, I know we kind of go way off topic and rant and, you know, go on, but, dude, that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I still like listening.
I hate it.
I think it's funny. We joke about saying that it was a bad episode and stuff, but I think that's... I thought it was funny. I like listening to that stuff.
Yeah, from what I've heard, some people seem to like it. Me, personally, you know.
It feels awkward doing it like it sucks, but I think it ends up being pretty darn funny. Dude, you're funny.
If you got 3 hours to kill, you know,
yeah.
Listen to my...
And we do. That's the sad thing.
That's horrible.
I listen to your show. I listen to you and Lucky and In Theories and Doug's show. I don't know who I should say that. I listen to Default Radio at work. I go into my headphones. I zone out the rest of the sheep that I work with. They don't listen. Why am I even thinking that, worried about saying that? They're sheep. They're a bunch of sheep.
People.
Yeah, they're a bunch of sheeple that I work with. I zone out. I go into my headphones. I listen to my show. Bust out laughing once in a while. They turn around and look at me. I flip them the bird and then go back to my business. You know, I listen to the stuff. That's why I like all the extra shows. I always support the shows. I started the radio channel, DDP Hack Radio, so we could have more shows and stuff like that.
Yeah, for that specific reason.
Exactly, because I want to listen to more. I like it. It's not competition to me. I enjoy it. I like being on your show. I don't have to write these show novels.
Well, for me, it's competition.
You know. Again,
head to head with you.
We said at the beginning that I hate you and you hate me, so, you know. Anyway, did you have anything else you've been working on that you wanted to talk about, or anything that's for public consumption yet?
I never work on anything.
Except smoking.
Yeah, which I'm about to do again. It's been five minutes.
I know what. Tell us about your new box. How's the new box working out?
Pretty bad, you know. It's Windows, so dumb shit happens every once in a while, you know.
What happened to Nopix? I thought you were going to try Nopix hard drive install.
I'm too fucking lazy for that. Seriously.
Yeah, I know. I've put together a couple lazy boxes on occasion myself.
I'm just lazy, man. I mean, I'm doing, you know, I'm quote-unquote hacking it a little bit. I'm doing a little bit of registry bullshit without backing it up, so.
Well, that's the best way, man.
I'm good like that. I'm just doing some registry hacking without backing anything up.
Yeah. Hey, you've been chatting with me online and asking questions. It sounds like you're having a blast with it, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you're having a ball. It really is.
Not really, but you know, I mean.
Well, pretend. No, you are. You just don't want to admit it. You're the elite Google hacker now.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, let's see. Let's not... Actually, I have one other short topic to talk about before we go into Google again for part three. I noticed that there's a new Trojan out there being spread via email. And it is, let's see, a new email attack bearing the subject, Osama Bin Laden Captured. Downloads a Trojan onto the computers of recipients who click on a link promising additional details, according to the antivirus vendor Panda Software. The scam spam provides a prime example of social engineering, masquerading as a news bulletin that, if legitimate, would generate click-throughs from a significant number of users. The text of the email. Subject, Osama bin Laden captured. First of all, everybody wants to see that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, seriously, that's an attention grabber. That's, I got to give them points for that.
Yeah, they're going to blindly click that one.
Yeah, absolutely. The message text says, hey, just got this from CNN. Osama bin Laden has been captured. Go to the link below. See, first of all, the giveaway there is CNN doesn't report news anymore. People don't know that. Osama, let's see, go to the link below to view the pics and to download the video, if you so wish. Internet address is inserted. Murderous coward he is. God bless America. That's so low right there. That's kind of tacky. Hey, but it works for the government. They can get away with.
I'm surprised I haven't gotten anything like that yet.
I haven't either.
I got something similar. They always say something different. No, there's nothing about Osama bin Laden or anything even close to that. But they want me. I get it in my Yahoo account because I have a lot of forwards to my Yahoo account, and occasionally. In the past, I think, week, this has been happening. I get it. I open it up, and it says, like, you know, image not loading, click here. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Right, yeah, see, that's exactly. And you know why, and I'm glad you brought that up. You probably know this, but the reason is because Outlook, everybody's favorite email client, and actually a lot of clients have incorporated this now, as the default, anything that it designates as spam by its spam filter, it will filter out the image.
Oh, yeah.
And you get a placeholder for it. And you, like I said, you know that, but you see that placeholder, and the spammers know this too. So they put a link in there, for, again, like you said, to try to trick people. thinking the image didn't load, click here, you know. And when you click on it, that's approval to say, okay, go ahead and download the image, and there you go. There's a spam that you didn't want, but you just asked for by clicking on it.
And there's your Trojan.
Exactly.
If you use an IE.
But in this particular one, the URL takes the user to a page that contains code for a CHM, which is a compiled HTML help. That's not a new thing. This exploit has been known before. You can execute from a CHM file. It's auto-executed by Internet Explorer and in turn downloads an executable Trojan. Panda identifies the Trojan as small.b, a family of Trojans known to leave ports open so the compromised machine can be used for spam and other pass-through activity. So, you click on this, you open it up in Internet Explorer. What's the moral of the story here? Don't use Internet Explorer.
That's it, don't use it. Mm-hmm. I rarely use it. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie.
I don't know. They singled out Internet Explorer. I don't know. Will Firebird or any of the other browsers, Mozilla, will they execute compile HTML help by default? Probably not.
I don't think they will.
Yeah, they probably won't, now that I think about it.
I actually did get owned by a .chm not too long ago.
Owned.
Yeah, some moronic. I don't know what I was thinking going to porn sites with IE when I have Firefox sitting right here. And but you know what happened? AVG antivirus caught it right away.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, caught it right away. It was like, yo, you got a Trojan in your temporary internet files.
You got to keep your antivirus stuff up to date.
Yeah.
Even hackers, you know? Even hackers keep their antivirus. As a matter of fact, we do it better than anybody else because we know.
Yeah, exactly.
We know better.
A lot of people tell me that it's worthless, but I still say, get your AVG. It's free. Screw Norton. Screw Symantec. And get a Carrio firewall. That catches a lot of shit, too.
Yeah. Yeah, see, people think, that's another misconception. You got to think logically about this. Hackers don't want a virus any more than anybody else.
Yeah, I mean,
with
the firewall thing, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, soft firewalls aren't going to work, you need a hard firewall, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It lets you still keep an eye on what's going on.
Plus, there's the annoyance factor of the soft firewalls where it pops up all the time of what's communicating. And until you get it trained.
The first time, if you know,
exactly.
What you want to happen, what you don't want to happen right off the bat. Doesn't bother you at all.
Yeah, it's a hassle. I have two layers of hardware firewall in front of my systems and one soft wall inside of the two of them. So stuff rarely gets that far anyway, so that takes a load off. But
it does get annoying.
I'm just ultra paranoid, so.
The true purpose of a firewall is, like, you're not going to know it's there.
Right, exactly. And, I've tried some in the past, and shields up pop up every 5 seconds wanting to know if I should allow this and allow that, and it got so annoying that. Anyway,
it does get annoying every once in a while, but yeah, moving on.
Yeah, let's jump into our main topic, and that is Google, specifically Google Answers. Now, it's not a new feature necessarily of Google, but it's a very little known feature, something that people don't look into too much. But
they might.
There was a search engine, and maybe you know this. I couldn't think of the name of it. There was a search engine in the past, probably 2 years ago, maybe or longer. Two or three that tried to make an entire search engine, and the fundamental foundation upon which it was based was not really a search engine per se. It was, but it wasn't the main thing. It was that you could go in and you could ask a question. You could put in quotes, ask a question, and your question.
That piece of garbage, Ask Jeeves.
Was it? I don't see. Jeeves let you put plain text searches, like you can type in a natural phrase. Somebody, it might have been Ask Jeeves in the early days. One of them would, when you put in an actual question, it wasn't a search. It was like submitting it to somebody who would do research for you.
For free?
And come back and give you an answer. And I think it was for free at the time. I do think it was, but I could be wrong. Somebody listening that remembers or knows what I'm talking about, please write in and correct me. letters@benrav.com and let me know. I vaguely remember it because I didn't use it. But it was that the thing that their angle to try to make them different from all the others was, we have real people doing your searches.
That sure as shit wasn't Ask Jeeves, because that's the biggest piece of garbage on the internet.
Yeah, I know. Ask Jeeves is...
Junk.
But you know what? Their IPO came out and went through the roof. You know? They're a huge stock, man, Ask Jeeves. And
are
I don't
serious?
Get it. I don't get it. I've never gotten it either, man. I just don't get it.
A lot of, what's the word for them? People not acquainted with how the internet works use Ask Jeeves.
The what? The inter...
the interweb.
Oh, I was going to say, is that like the interweb?
Kind of like the interweb. It's a precursor to it.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Well, basically...
It's a good idea. I mean, if it worked, it would be lead.
Well, that is basically what Google Answers is you can go to Google Answers. I think it's answers.google.com. I'm certain it is. answers.google.com, and you can ask a question to somebody, and it's not, it doesn't do a search. It's a submit, like a forum or something like that. You submit a question, and Google has a team of, quote, researchers that I don't know if they're on payroll. Well, they're all on payroll in a way. I'll get to that in a second, but they have approved researchers. It's not just anybody. You can't just post it in the forum, and anybody can post answers. Although, I'll get to that in a second, too. There's a little loophole there. But they have a team of researchers, and when you send in a question, you basically you post the question that you want an answer to the research. It can be a simple yes-no question, a simple what is this, where does this come from, what's the origin of, simple question, or it can be an in-depth, give me a presentation on how to set up a firewall on a small business or something. It can be in-depth and take a lot of time. And you also put in there the price that you're willing to pay for that information.
Bid on it?
Well, you put it's kind of like that. You put in a price of what you're willing to pay, and the researchers, their team of researchers, scours through there and decides if it's worth their time or whether they want to answer it for you. So, yeah, it's kind of a reverse thing. So they might pass, you know, you try to offer them $2 for the mysteries in the universe, you know, write me a book so that I can put my name on it and sell it for millions of dollars, and I'll give you the minimum is $2.
That's the minimum.
Yeah, I think that's what the standard, $2 is the minimum that they want for the stuff. So, that you should pay. Now, also, it costs, let's see, where was it? 50 cents it costs to list a question. So, 50 cents and then $2 to pay the person for doing the work.
Did you look at the examples of questions?
I did, actually, and we're going to get to that, and there's some funny, and are you on there? You're not on the site right now?
I recall looking at this not too long ago. I'll say within the past couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one that caught my eye was somebody paid $5 for the question, what is a bridal shower?
Oh, you got to be.
And that's when I said to myself, I'm like, man, I want this job, this Google searcher.
Well, you know, that's exactly what I thought, because I saw some questions out there, some tech questions that I could answer, and I would do it for free, frankly, if they would have posted them in the forums or somewhere else.
Be in their offices over there in California, or what?
These people are just, I don't know how they approve researchers. That's a good thing to find out. Maybe we should check into that.
Application, my resume.
So, yeah, like you, I was looking at it, too, and one of the first things I noticed, there were several questions I could answer easily, right off the top of my head.
Yeah.
What the researchers do is they go out and basically Google on your behalf. They're expert Googlers. They go out and they Google, because if you also notice, I don't know how much detail you looked at, when they give the answer, they give all of the links that they found to get the answer. Not the links to the site, the link to the Google search they made, which brings up the site. So that, I thought, was kind of corny.
Yeah, it really is.
So I went out there. You know what I did first thing? I did a search for the word hacker, because all the questions that are there, even though they're posted for researchers, you can view them. You can see them, and you can search through them.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the fun. So this is the play-along and home part of the show. Go out there and check this out right now, if you haven't already. Go out there, and I did a search for hacker, and you'll find some interesting questions. People out there saying, how do I secure my wireless access point? How do I set up my firewall? How do I keep evil hackers from planting viruses, blah, blah, blah. You know, all these questions that they have, and they pay money for them. And I'm like, dude, I'll get paid for that.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I'll do that in a heartbeat. No problem. But, of course, I'm not there. So, you know what else I did just for grins? I did a search for porn. Dude, there's porn questions. There were questions like, how do I set up my own amateur porn home video company? And no, here's the funny part. There was an answer.
What was the answer?
I don't remember. Go search for it, dude.
I'll tell you how. I'll tell you right now for free. You put an ad in the paper for whores. I mean, girls.
Yeah.
You get a camera. You bullshit them. Get them to fuck you for free. Use my French.
Forget
for free for the $100 or whatever you're going to give them.
Dude, forget the camera. You can stop right there. I'm happy.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're not the prostitution. Legal prostitution.
Dude, I should. Oh, man, I don't know if I should go off into a tangent story. Oh, this is a good story. Let me think. Should I share this now?
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to share this since you brought it up. I had a friend. Guy Gardner was his name. He changed his name to Guy Gardner. For anybody who knows that reference, they can email me in and tell me.
Uh-huh.
Changed his name to Guy Gardner, but here's what he did. This was back in the day. I hope I haven't mentioned the story in the air before and forgot about it.
I don't think you have.
So this was back in, dude, this was back in the day. I went to college with this guy. And we kind of, I won't say we grew up together, we went to college together and hung out for years in our early 20 hell-raising years. And this guy was, dude, he was mental. He was the coolest person I think I've ever met in my life, I have to say, besides you, of course.
That's right.
He did exactly what you described, almost. this was back in probably, let me think, probably early 90s when the interweb was young. And you know what the big Juarez that was passed around then, the big Juarez program? Strip poker.
Oh, yeah.
All right? Everybody had strip poker, and it was the lamest thing because it was just an image. And when you win a few hands and win so much dollars, a new image with the chick in her panties or something comes up, and you're like, ooh, man, this is hardcore stuff, right? That was back in the day. That was the bomb.
It was like top technology back then.
Well, we decided we could do that. We realized quickly that we couldn't at the time. Probably could now, but at the time we couldn't. And especially the part about, you know, even back then, copyright was still an issue. Second problem was my friend Guy started it and frankly decided that he wasn't smart enough to figure out how to play poker. So he decided that his angle, what he would do to be unique and different, was he made strip blackjack because it was easier. Which I thought, that makes me laugh just for the simple fact that he's like, oh no, strip blackjack hasn't been done. We'll play strip blackjack, you know, easy enough, easy to play.
Yep.
So after going out to Las Vegas and losing a lot of money trying to learn how to play blackjack after he thought he'd mastered it, he lost all his money, which was a funny side story. He comes back and he starts coding it. All in BASIC, dude. It was elite. He coded the whole thing in old, what was it? QBASIC. QBASIC, dude. It was elite. But he got the program done, and it worked. And we tested it, and we'd run it through all these stress tests and see what kind of statistics it came out and blah, 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 and it worked. But we needed chicks. So this is where it ties into what you were talking about. He put an ad in one of those local, like, I don't know, city news, local papers where all the prawn ads and, like, penis enlargement ads and stuff like that are, you know?
Yeah, the personals. New York, the Village Voice.
Yeah, that's exactly, the Village Voice. It was basically a Village Voice type thing, and he put an ad in the back of it. Very small, no pictures, just in the classified section. And it said, it was so funny because it was so straightforwardly worded. Wanted, chicks to get naked, come to my house, and let me take their pictures. Call. And he had his number. It was that simple.
You got a lot of replies
off of that one? Dude, the phone rang off the hook!
Oh, man!
Off the hook, dude!
It's a good plan, even today.
Dude, and it was so funny because, like, at the time, I was probably early 20s, and we didn't believe it would work. It was all, half of it was joking.
Yeah?
It was all half a joke. We didn't actually expect it to work, you know?
And
he told me,
because I can imagine probably had the phone calls. Those girls look like train wrecks.
Well, he told me. Actually, I gotta be careful how I word this. He told me that the phone would ring off the hook. I couldn't believe it. You know, it was funny and all. Well, the next day, I go over to his house, wanted to see if he wanted to go to White Castle, grab some late night grub, right?
Like 80 girls there.
No, just one. Just one.
Right.
I knock on the door. It's funny because of his deadpan delivery. He was such a weird guy. I knock on the door. He opens the door and he goes, "Oh, hi, Stank." Right behind him, I can't help but notice, right behind him, buck ass naked on the couch. Dude, this is a classic story.
Nice.
Buck ass naked on the couch. He's got a bed sheet thrown over the couch. Buck naked, laying there on her side. He opens the door wide, all the way open. He's standing there talking to me with a camera around his neck, with the biggest dude, with the biggest grin on his face. You have to. I'm sorry, it would be funny if you visualize this guy. Grin around his face, and he goes, "Oh, hi, Stank Dog. I can't hang out with you now. I'm taking pictures of naked chicks. Goodbye." And he closes the door. Never said a word. And I stood there, and I turned, and I walked down the stairs because, you know what? I understood.
That guy was good with effect.
Dude, I was like, damn, dude. So I went out, got some eat. I came back. He was done. Showed me the pictures. The chick, turns out, she was actually pretty, she wasn't hot, but she was pretty decent. She was a seven. She was a University of Louisville cheerleader.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, this was not low-quality stuff. She was good stuff. And she went and hooked him up with some of her other cheerleader friends. So he had pictures of the University of Louisville cheerleaders on his little game, right?
You know what I'm doing right now, right?
Oh, no! It's searching. You're Googling.
Oh, I'm writing an ad.
Oh, dude, you know what? That's going to be great radio for default, dude.
Got a camera too,
dude. That's interactive. You can put that on the forums, put that on the site. That's an awesome idea. I get first dibs on the pics before you put them up. I get to see them first.
Don't worry about it.
I want my personal collection, man. But dude, it just blew me away that it actually worked, and so many people. He also got some freaks now. He got some fat chicks show up.
Yeah, of course.
And he didn't answer. He'd open the door and slam the door in their face and then, like, pretend he wasn't home. It was so rude.
It's inevitable. You're going
to
get those.
Dude, this guy called talking about, oh, yeah, well, you know, I wasn't interested in the game, but my wife and I would like to just come over and perform and put on a show for you if you'd like.
I'll pass on that.
Yeah, it's like...
Talk to you later, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, dude, the ad was really clear. What in the hell... Yeah, there were some weird people anyway, so it was...
Yeah, you're going to get weird people.
It was hilarious, and he finished it. He wrote Strip Blackjack in QBasic with naked pictures of chicks that he got permission and signed. He wrote a contract in pencil on a piece of paper and had them sign it.
Crayon.
How elite is that, man? This guy was so awesome.
And now that man, a millionaire.
Yeah, and I lost track of him.
Every computer in the world.
I lost track of him. And you know what? I did hear I know the ending to the story. This was back when the interweb was young. Some porn, up-and-coming porn site, paid him, I think, $1,000 for the rights to it so they could put it up to download from their site.
That's not bad.
So he made money, dude. And it was just so fun to be a part of. It was so fun to watch. And I was, you know, dude, I became a man. I learned that chicks will get naked for an ad. And you know, and it said, no. He put in the ad, no pay, no money.
Oh, what?
Yes! Yes, and that's what I said. The delivery of the ad was deadpan, straightforward, and said, wanted chick to come get naked at my house, no money, call, and then the number. It was straight out, and people did it, and it blew my mind.
I didn't think of that angle, but that's, we'll have to see how that one works out.
Yeah, so when the chicks actually show up, they ended up trying to connive some money out of him, and I think it worked. I think he ended up giving the chicks a little bit of money, not much. I think he gave them, like... Right, see what this chick thought she was all business chick, you know. Listen, you're a fucking cheerleader stripper, all right? Shut up with the business crap. She's talking about she wanted 2% of the royalties and blah blah blah, and he's like, okay, and he signed it and gave it to her because he knew there were no royalties and he'd never see her again.
Exactly.
It was hilarious. Anyway, boy, you pulled me off on a tangent, man, but that was a fun story. That was a fun story, dude. That was a fun story. I'm glad I had forgotten that story until you drove that one. That was a good one.
I'm doing that. That's going
to
happen.
Anyway, the tie-in back to Google Answers where we started from was that you can search out there, and there was questions of how to start your own porn site, how to start your own DVD porn movie store, and it was links to wholesalers and stuff like that. People did the research and gave them legitimate answers. Now, these weren't $2. Most of these were like in the hundreds of dollars that they ask for this kind of stuff. So
you can go in and you could search those questions and answers for shit that you might want to ask yourself.
Well, and that's exactly my next point that I was going to make. You can go out there, A...
One step ahead of you.
Somebody has already gotten the answer and paid for it. Why not benefit from it?
That's it, yeah.
You know,
I
saw the information on how to start my own porn company. I know how to do it now, and I didn't pay a dime because they made it publicly available.
How soon do
you think by us doing this on the show they're going to shut it down, though? Do you think they're going to block it?
Answers... has been around for a little while.
Yeah, but no one's come out and explained the problems and the exploits, potential exploits of it.
Well, is it really even an exploit? I mean, they're doing
it
themselves.
Well, not in the traditional, not in the traditional sense, but the fact is...
Do a Google search on answers.google.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Stick to that site.
Yeah, you know, people can get the answers for free and they're not going to make any money, so it'd be only a few
questions that they have, like, you know, how do I freaking start up a porn business?
Yeah, and they may only keep, like, a certain number of most recent month or 2 months or something
that,
too.
You're going to have to keep it archived yourself.
Yeah, anyway.
You've got to get Google's cache at that site.
And if your Google skills are up to par, you can find these answers. Because, like I said, the researchers use Google. That's part of their rules, I think.
I think they're supposed to. They're just searching with Google. They just know how to search. That's what they're trying to tell you.
Yeah, you know, and you can get answers for free by looking at other people's questions. And you can post if you're a member, if you have a Google account. You can post answers. So that's another free thing you can do to kind of mess with it, is you can go out there and you can post answers to somebody's questions for free.
Nice.
And you can undercut them. And they would hate, you know how much they would hate it if we went in there and started answering everyone's questions for free?
Well, shit, I don't want to do it for free. I want the money.
Well, I do too, but I'm just hypothetically speaking.
Yeah.
How mad would that make them, you know? I think that'd be awesome. You know what? Another question I saw, somebody asked, what is the origin of the word woot? Woot. Somebody asked that for $2.
$2, huh?
And they wanted to know what is the origin. They wanted, and it specifically said, don't just tell me that it's used by hackers or a word used by gamers or blah, blah, blah.
Origin, huh?
Yeah, they want an origin. And the person gave them an answer and tried to claim the money, and I don't remember if they're satisfied with it or not.
Find out the exact origin of that.
Yeah, they wanted the complete etymology of the word. You know what the guy's supposed answer was, and I'm not sure I buy this. to me, I think it's just a tier like saying Yahoo or Whoopee or something. Woot, it's just a made-up thing, I think. But this person claims, this may be true, and I just, you know, I don't know, I'm a noob or something, the whole hacking thing. He says that it's short for, back in the day, hackers, when they would hack into a system, would scream out, "We got root," and it was shortened to Woot.
Nah.
I didn't buy that too much, but...
I don't buy that for a second.
Yeah, he claimed that, so... And he claimed that because one other site on this Google search claimed that. So, you know, yeah, I don't buy that one either. I think it's just an exclamation, period.
That's all it is.
I don't think there's any more of an origin than that.
I'm going to eat some Swedish fish.
Ooh. Isn't that like a bastard gummy bear?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of gummy bears, that's the mutant Teletubby.
Oh, my God.
Lucky did not like that thing at all, did he? I heard him on the show.
Stop. I don't know why.
Yeah, he didn't like that on the show. I heard that.
He doesn't have one.
If I send him one, he'd like it. Maybe I'll have to send him one.
Nah, I don't send him nothing.
Yeah. Let's see, porn industry I searched for. I noticed a lot of security officers. A lot of the security questions people were asking were security officers for big companies, Fortune 500 companies.
Yeah, everyone knows that those guys don't know anything.
Yeah, they're out there posting for help from Google and stuff, so.
Fucking noobs.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, that's the other thing. Some of the questions they asked were as simple as, you know, how do I lock down my WAP?
Yeah.
But some of them were pretty in-depth about latest rootkits and exploits and stuff like that. Dude, I know. This is another thing that I can go out there and look for this. I know what they're thinking. I know what they're concerned with and worried about and focusing on. I know where they stand, and that puts me one step ahead of them. I know what they're worried about and concerned with, so I cannot spin my wheels and waste time on that because I know they're in the process of researching it and fixing it. I can move on to something else.
That's like the,
you know, the more
like the
knowledge
of being a hacker.
Yeah, knowing more about what they're doing lets you focus better. You know, so it's a great footprinting tool, and it's probably not footprinting; it's a research tool. So,
knowledge is power.
Yeah, and again, I had a note to myself about, you know, so what if the researcher can give the official answer? You can go out there and post an answer yourself. The only thing it'll cost, the person can retract the question from what I read, cost them 50 cents to list it, that's not refundable.
Uh-huh.
But if they get an answer from an anonymous random poster that satisfies them, they can withdraw the question and they only pay the 50 cents.
I bet.
So, yeah, you can go out there and really make them lose money that way. So, I thought it would be really funny to go out there and offer, like, a $2 minimum or whatever the minimum amount to post like this most god awful impossible question and see if anybody bites on it.
No.
Or impossible to answer, like not like a, you know, what is the meaning of life type question, but you know, make up some acronym and you know, what is the approximate drop dead center calibration of a C455 unit when stored inside of a housing block, you know, make up something that's just artificial, because you know what, someone will read it and waste their time researching it.
Yep.
And find out that it's a dead end, there's no answer. And it'd be funny to see if they try to BS an answer and come back and go, oh, yeah, well, the calibration is this.
There might actually, yeah, you know, I'm thinking.
How funny would that be if they give you an answer and you bust them?
Yeah, there's probably going to be some jackass who would give some fake answer.
Yep, probably.
Off the $2.
Yep. Yeah, well, hey, you know what? Never mind.
Like, I made that up. You owe me $2
yeah.
now.
Yeah, Google. Right? Oh, you know what? Even a step further, you want it to be really, really underhanded? Oh, this is wrong. I shouldn't say this. Well, yeah, I will. You want it to be really underhanded. Make a page with the answer on it that you want to be verified. Google will add it to the search engine within a few days or whenever they spider out. You Google search for the answer that you completely made up artificially.
Oh, God.
And now you've verified it and you give it as an answer. Put up it on a GeoCity site or a TK or whatever. Verifying it, go, oh, yes, here's the answer to your question. It's calibrated at blah, 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 blah. I found the answer here at this site. Dude, that's wrong.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Back in the days, how people used to go to electronic stores, and they would say, oh, we beat any advertised price. And they would make their own freaking circular for some made-up store.
Mm.
So here you go. Here's the same thing advertised for, like, $50 cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
And it actually worked a couple times.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They don't know any better.
Yep.
If it's one of the real big stores, like if you go to Best Buy and try to match Circuit City, they might know better because they've seen the Circuit City ads pretty much.
Make something up.
But if you give them Bob's Computorama or something like
that. That's it. Be like, they got this thing for 85 cents, man.
Yeah, this place down in, you know,
drop
Miami.
Price.
Down at the Haitian Swap Shop, they gave me this.
Or at the Haitian Swap Shop.
I come back with a flyer for
50 cents.
Oh, man. Oh, anyway, I found a couple great... Well, I'm going to put this thread in the show notes. One of the best answers I saw on there was somebody asked for a detailed explanation of Spam Assassin, which is the anti-spam tool for on Linux. We use it on our site, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Which, don't tell me how bad it sucks, I know.
No, I've only gotten...
It gets, believe me, if it wasn't there, you'd get a lot more.
Yeah, I've only gotten one or two pieces of spam.
Okay. But supposedly it was from a system administrator who wanted to learn more about how it worked. Most likely it was from a spammer.
Yeah,
and he
probably.
Wanted it broken down. Yeah, and he wanted it broken down. It paid. I think he paid a good amount of money. I think it was like a couple $100 or something. And he wanted a detailed... He said, I don't want to know how it works. He said, I've been through their site. I've read all their documentation. I want somebody to reverse engineer it, basically, is what he asked for. He didn't come out and say that, but he wanted somebody to reverse engineer it and tell him exactly how the algorithm detected what is a spam and what is not a spam. And the person, the researcher, did it. If you want to check that out, go search for the Spam Assassin, see if you can find it. I'll put a link up in the show notes, but that was great.
I bet
great
you that research
reading.
Is the freaking reason why I'm getting spam.
I saved it. I saved the answer because I figured they might take it down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saved the answer. So, and you know, here's the ultimate fine. You know what Google keeps to themselves, what everybody wants more than anything from Google, their PageRank algorithm.
Oh, yeah.
What would happen if you went out there and asked them, please research and find me what is Google's PageRank algorithm? Hmm. I wonder how they react to that. I wonder what they do with that.
Might just delete it.
Yeah, they probably would say we're not allowed to answer that or something.
They're on top of their game. They'll just delete that.
I guess maybe if you offered them $1 million or something.
They'll keep your 50 cents.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
Yeah, if they're going to cancel the question, they better give them that 50 cent back.
Oh, they won't.
For real.
They'd be like, that's tough shit. Go get a Gmail and be happy with a gig of...
Yeah, right. Oh, all right. Well, this we're kind of low on time here, I think. I think we're over, actually, so let's close it up a little bit. There's one other Google thing I wanted to mention, and we're finally done with the Google topics. Now, I really like Google Answers. I could spend hours. There's all kinds of cool stuff to play along with, I hope.
We got another Google topic.
Yeah, we got another Google topic, and that is about how their PageRank system, which we just mentioned, how it's been owned by bloggers. And this, again, came from googlewatch.org, google-watch.org. Great site for information. And this basically describes the phenomena of Google bombing, which I think has been discussed in the forums even, but definitely go to Google Watch and check that out. But basically, the short version of this is you put in text describing links that link to a site that uses the link text to determine its page rank.
Yeah.
So that's the reason you see those jokes that go around like French military victories, you know, and it doesn't get any hits or it takes you directly to a site. Well, it's because the terms that they put in there and so many people link to that site as a joke that it throws it right up to the top of the list.
The biggest one, I think, was the failure.
Yeah, the failure is exactly the same logic that works on both of those. You go out there and get a bunch of blogs, even if, and what happens, what a lot of the spammers do to get on high on there,
yeah,
is they go out and make blogs on every freaking site that gives away free blogs and link back to their own site with the text that they want associated with their site. And that PageRank algorithm will go through all the spider through all of them and go, hey, we got 700, well, that's probably exaggerated, we got 50 blogs out there saying this guy has the greatest prices on cell phones. And he jumps to the highest list when people search for cell phone prices.
Meanwhile, it's some crappy prawn site.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like completely, it could be completely unrelated. It could be valid, and he just, well, he worked the system. He gamed the system.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's cool. There's nothing, that's our bread and butter.
It's fucking up Google, goddammit.
We game the system all day and all night. That's the essence of being a hacker, man. Game the system. The sister, too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Game the sister as much as you can do, man. That's a better game. Let's not be stupid now. Definitely want to game the system, sister first and then game the system. See, I have a speech impediment.
Uh-oh.
That's what it is. You know what? I'm going to get that Australian guy to teach me proper English, dude. He was on the money, and I'm here. I'm tripping over my words tonight.
Yeah, they speak in whilst. I haven't heard that word in a while.
Whilst. What a great word, dude. And he used it. Dude, he used it twice.
I might be a double negative
that's,
or something.
That's double posts in two separate sentences. That's double points, man.
I might have to use that word a lot from now on.
Yeah, no, me too. I'm going to add that in. Just for...
I thought I was masturbating.
Yeah.
I was looking at a picture of your mother.
Oh, see, why are you going to be talking about my mama?
Hey, your mother.
Come on, why are you going to be talking about my mama?
Someone's mother.
Come on, man. Your mama's teeth so crooked she can eat corn on a chain link fence.
She does.
Yeah.
I got one more Google topic.
Oh, man, I thought we were going to go into playing the dozens for a little bit.
I got one more.
All right, you got one more Google topic. What do you got?
It's this Gmail thing.
All right.
But they give you, it's a gig, I think they're saying, in beta right now. You can sign up to be on the list or whatever. I don't know how the hell it works.
Right.
But
it's a waiting
list. I was thinking, they go through your shit, right, with spiders. There's a text of your email.
Right.
Yeah, just use it to save files, like image files and MP3s, MPEGs, what have you.
Right.
And just save them all there.
Oh, yeah.
So that's like a gig of online storage space.
Oh, yeah, that's what we talked about on the show before, about sending Juarez through there somehow.
That's all I'm going to do.
Yep, save all your images and stuff.
I usually, your show puts me to sleep sometimes.
Yeah, I know, I'm a little boring that way. You know, and the other thing is, we were talking about they could prevent that by putting size limits to the file, or maybe, what if they don't allow attachments at all?
They might not, yeah, that's the thing.
You can convert them into text and have them, you know, put up there anyway. You can encrypt it. Yeah, we talked about a lot of those different options like that, and somebody will game that system, too. They always do.
That's what I'm going to do. It's the first thing I'm going to do.
Yep. Yep. We're definitely going to have some fun when they do finally give us some accounts. And
they can't not let you have attachments.
I don't know.
It goes of plain text?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like they probably wouldn't, but they could easily put a size limit on it.
That's true.
But, I mean, even that, it would have to be a big size. I mean, there's nothing wrong or unusual about sending a 1 meg spreadsheet or documents or PowerPoint presentations that can be 5-10 megs. So what kind of limit could they put on there that's reasonable?
That's what I'm saying.
You know? So, I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting to see what they come out with. They have not posted details about what the limitations are. So.
But they haven't figured it out yet, I guess. They want to see what people are saying first.
And that's why I think they put up the call to submit if you want an account and be on the waiting list. They want to get an idea of how many people are interested.
Yeah.
You know, if they got 1 million people now, they're probably thinking that's only 10% of what we're going to have. So they start, you know, they're trying to base it on what people, what kind of interest level there is out there for all this stuff.
Freaking Google.
Yeah. Google owns you. Fear Google.
All these funny names, freaking interweb things. Google, Yahoo.
Yeah. My mother calls it Yoo-hoo.
You know who calls it that?
My mother calls it Yoo-hoo. I'm like, Mom, that's a chocolate drink.
There's someone else who calls it that, and I'm going to call him out right in the middle.
Uh-oh. Who is that?
White Sword.
Oh, man. Why you got to throw a White Sword out like that?
Big shouts to him.
Yoo-hoo.
Well, he calls it Yoo-hoo.
Hey, I think Yoo-hoo's good stuff. Yahoo? Now that's debatable. Actually, you know, I got to say, My Yahoo is the bomb. I love My Yahoo.
Do you use that crap?
Oh, I absolutely use My Yahoo. Totally.
I don't use it.
Yeah, that's my... Well, what do you? What's your start page? What do you start on as your homepage?
Your forums.
BenRev.com, baby!
Oh, yeah.
I don't even do that myself.
I do.
No, I start on My Yahoo because sometimes at work, I'll only have a 30-second or 1 or 2 minute window, and I want to pop up, see all the headlines, and I can break it down by whatever categories I want and stuff. So I just come up, glance through the headlines, and then I'm done. Like, check this out. You want some irony? This might be something. Nah, we don't have time to go into this. Did you know, like, last week the CEO of McDonald's died of a heart attack?
Yep.
Right? And how ironic. They're launching this line of food, right? About
health conscious,
trying to focus on it, and dude dies of a heart attack or heart aneurysm or something like that.
It was a heart attack. Screw, you know.
And yesterday on Monday, when I saw the headlines, the CEO or the founder of McDonald's in Japan died of a heart attack, dude. How messed up is that?
Whoa.
Within a week.
Uh-oh.
How messed up is that, man?
Stop the presses.
Yeah, right?
Stop.
Hello? Somebody needs to read the memo about McDonald's food.
All I know is I don't like this crap they're giving me about no more supersize.
Oh, I know. Yeah, what's up with that, man? I got that the other day, too.
I really don't like this.
Well, because they're killing people, I guess.
I have a plan, actually. I might have mentioned it. I don't even know if I did.
Dude, you get 2 fries off the dollar menu, and it works out the same.
Nah, you know what I was going to do?
What's that?
I was going to demand double everything for the same price. And if you can get enough people to do that, they'll bring it back. Bring back the supersize. Protest outside of McDonald's.
Yeah, you know, this, seriously, I know, you know, the whole thing about McDonald's trying... It's a shame that McDonald's has to do this because people sued them for being fat.
Well, you know...
That is so lame.
People, right? I don't think anybody should care.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. Now, we all got to pay? Listen, I want to be fat. I want to eat my supersize fries.
Well, I am a skinny motherfucker, but let me tell you.
Yeah, you know
I get the supersize.
Yeah, well...
I want a lot of fries.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care about getting, like, the super value meal. I just want a Biggie Fry, man. I want the super-sized French fries.
I want the big drink.
And a drink. That's all. I'll have that for a meal. Give me
the
super-sized.
Right.
I'll have a super-sized fry and, like, a iced tea or something like that. I'll have a Diet Coke so it balances out.
Yeah, like a 200-ounce Diet
dude,
Coke.
No, I can't. Dude, can you drink that diet? I can't drink the
diet. No, I don't go for the diet. Let
no, me, dude. That's
I'm going to drop a little science on everybody today.
All right, bring it.
Yeah, you do not want, and this is the thing. You do not want to voluntarily ingest aspartame, which is what NutraSweet is. You don't want that shit inside you.
That causes cancer.
Trust me, with your health, I'm the furthest thing from health conscious. I'm about to smoke another cigarette, my fifth, during this one-hour episode. And let me tell you, do not voluntarily ingest aspartame. If you don't like the way NutraSweet tastes, there's a reason. That's because your brain is telling you this is bad shit that you don't want.
Yeah, right.
NutraSweet, no good.
After
what else they have? You ever seen this Fruit 2-0 crap? You know
what
I'm
talking about? I think I have, yeah.
Like this water, but it's supposed to be flavored like fruit or whatever.
Right.
They handed one of these things to me one day. Like, yo, you got to try this. It's the greatest thing in the world. That shit tastes like medicine. I spit it out.
Yeah, dude, I can't do the Red Bull. I spit the Red Bull out. That's nasty.
That was good.
Oh, no, I couldn't stand that stuff,
the
man.
Red Bull
tasted
like
moose piss.
Nerds. You know the little Nerds candies?
No way. It tastes like moose piss.
Either way, though, you really don't want the aspartame.
Yeah.
And if you look at that Fruit 2-0, they don't even pull any punches. They don't even get the brand name NutraSweet. And the ingredients?
Mm-hmm.
Aspartame.
Yeah, buddy.
Aspartame. You do not want it. Arguably, there's a lot of history behind that I don't, you know, would take like years to get into.
Forget that, man. I'm mainlining aspartame.
Who do not want it?
I'm shooting it up in a spoon, baby.
You know who's the man behind aspartame?
Who?
Donald Rumsfeld. No. What the hell?
Are we turning this into the conspiracy theory show now?
No, seriously. He was the CEO of this company. Something pharmaceutical. I forgot the name of it. Something with an S. Searle. Whatever the fuck it was. Donald Rumsfeld, CEO.
Hmm.
You're just sweet. You don't want the crap. Trust me.
Yeah. Well, that,
me, take it from me. You don't want it. Diet anything, screw it.
Yeah, all that diet stuff is crap. Tastes like crap anyway.
All they do with diet, they just take sugar out and they put aspartame in it. I don't see the big deal there.
Yeah, well.
Sugar's good for you.
What about the blue? See, so I don't drink any of that. I hate all those sweetener things because I don't want like a third nipple growing or something on my asshole.
Artificial crap. You don't want it.
Yeah, so. All of them, the little pink one, the little blue one.
The Sweet and Low is something different. Sweet and Low is not aspartame, but let me tell you.
It's just as poisonous, probably.
It's all crap. You know what they say? They say that it's a thousand times sweeter than sugar. Well, then it must come full circle and turn bitter because that's what it is. It's not sweet. I don't know about why they call it an artificial sweetener. It's not sweet. It's bitter. They're opposites, in case anybody doesn't know, you know, their taste buds.
Different parts of the tongue.
Yeah, screw all that. Don't take no NutraSweet. All they're doing is taking out the sugar. I'd rather have no sugar than a substitute.
Hmm.
It's all good.
Well, anyway, that brings us to the end of the show. And it's not a one-hour show, by the way. We're probably 120, 125 by the time we're all said and done cut and paste this thing all together, put the music in. We're going to be close to... We're going to probably be 120 for sure. How about shout-outs, man? Shout-outs, you got the open mic here. Give shout-out. As a matter of fact, I'll steal your shout-out. I'll go ahead and give shout-outs to Lucky and In Theory and Doug. What else you got?
I wasn't going to shout them out.
Oh, you weren't? Oh, okay. Well, then I take those back.
I want to give a shout-out to Gray Area.
All right.
Posting all those tattoos in Arizona.
Yep,
and one of his
definitely.
Boys, too, who's helping him with that, who I don't know his name. I forgot his name.
Yep.
And, yeah, that's it, man.
All right. Me, I'm not going to single out anybody specifically, but everybody who's sent in stuff about Hack TV, comments, advice, suggestions, stuff like that, and I've already had people contact me with ideas for episode 2 and people who said they're going to be sending in stuff for episode 2, so...
Well, you know what I want to shout out?
Shoot, go ahead.
Your man, Satoy.
Saito.
Saito, that's right.
Yeah, it's an interesting... It's a good name.
Lead.
Yeah, that was good stuff,
hell yeah,
man. And you know what? And here's the thing, just for everybody. I know a lot of people. I know how long it took, and yes, I understand. But you guys got to realize, you know, we're working for a living, and not only that, going to school.
Yep.
So this guy, I'm telling you, it wasn't easy working this into all the other stuff that he's got going on in his life, you know. So much love to him.
Yeah,
excellent, excellent. I'm glad,
you.
And hopefully. The first one's always the toughest, too. From now on, we're going to have, you know, we got a hang of how to do things, like, you know, the blurring. That took time because we'd never done it before. We had to figure out how to nice blur it properly and, you know, edit it together. And then we'd sit back and we'd be very critical of ourselves and go, okay, now does that look right, or should we do this, or maybe we should cut that part and edit ourselves, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, definitely shout-outs to him. And, again, you can contact us at radio@benrev.com. Submit your articles for Binary Revolution, articles@benrev.com. And you know what, people? We are periodical now, which means whenever you guys send us enough good stuff, that's when the next magazine will come out. So if nobody sends anything, it's going to be a while. You got good ideas, you got good articles, send them to articles@benrev.com. Contact me, I'll tell you what's going on, what's the story. And as soon as we get enough in, the next one will come out. If we get enough to do it quarterly, we'll do it quarterly. If we get enough to do it once a year, that's what we'll do, you know? So.
And then some articles, you bums.
Yeah, you too.
I already sent one.
Yeah, I know. We need another one, though. What about the next one?
Oh, shit.
All right, man, that is it. Our closing music today is from our good friend Regicide and his group Menace to Sobriety. Cool name.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a track called Yosemite. I picked this one off the site because I like this one. So that's going to close us out, a little track to close us out with. So show him some love when you talk to him in the forums next. And Decoder, thank you again for being on the show.
No problem.
Thank you for having me on the show because, you know what? You know, Duel told me this about coming on BenRev before.
Yeah.
It's funner to do someone else's show. You don't have to do the show novels. You don't have to, you know, keep up and get ready and practice and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I can come on your show, and, dude, it's just fun. That it's, you know, you're doing it, and I'm just pitching in once in a while and putting in a little joke and taking a little ribbing and all that. That's fun. That's fun. Well, that's fun, too.
Talking about Disney.
And in case I hadn't said it enough this episode, I hate you.
I know. I hate you, too.
But we will continue hating each other. Until next week, we'll see you same hack time.